La Crosse County supervisors are considering holding a referendum to pay for road building and maintenance. County Administrator Steve O'Malley says oil prices have pushed up the cost of road building 30%. O'Malley also blames a spending freeze imposed by state government. He says the county is allowed to increase spending almost $600,000, but costs are up more than $3.5 million.
So it's a complete disconnect between rising costs due to inadequacy of Medicare reimbursement, asphalt costs, fuel costs, and several other places throughout the county budget, and the property tax freeze. Just a complete disconnect of what we're required to provide by the state and federal government and the inability to raise revenue to pay for it.
O'Malley says the county may borrow more than $1 million to pay for road work to avoid state restrictions next year, but may consider a referendum to ask voters to spend more on roads for the 2008 budget. The executive director of Wisconsin's Counties Association says counties all over the state are feeling the squeeze. Mark O'Connell says the state cannot tax cut itself to prosperity. He says it's time to rethink the approach to taxing.
You can go to a health club in the morning, get your hair done in the afternoon, and listen to a live band at night and not pay any sales tax whatsoever. But if you want to purchase some over-the-counter medication, you'll pay sales tax on that. That's mixed up. We need to realize that we're in a service-based economy and modify our tax system.
O'Connell says other counties are beginning to talk about referenda too. He says without adequate funding, the infrastructure will suffer. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.